503-318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT-KQJO.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Thanking you, O Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for allowing us to come together as one body in Christ to hear from you. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your power twins. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for everything that you have done for us, Heavenly Father. From the early rocks of our cradles until this present moment, you've been so good, so great to us, oh Heavenly Father. And if I had 1,000 tongues, Heavenly Father, I still couldn't thank you enough. But I just want to end this prayer with just saying thank you, Lord. And I want to also ask that the Holy Spirit would fall fresh on each and one of us. And when it does, we will allow him to have his way. Have his way with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Before I go into the scripture, I know I'm a little out of order, but I'm going to do it anyway. I can't help but recognize my family. I'm looking from the fourth pew to the seventh pew back there. And I see my family. The Sanders, the Kempers. You know, we grew up as sisters and brothers. You know, I lost my brother, the only brother that I had. But God fulfilled and gave me plenty more. So let us go on and read the word. It says that the grass may wither and the flowers may pass away, but the word of God will endure forever. So let's hear the word of God. I know y'all tired of standing up, but let's move on to hear the word of God. I'm going to come to you from Philippians, 4th chapter, 6th through the 7th verse. And it's read as such. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, and with thanksgiving. He said, let your requests be known to God. Verse 7, I love that one. It said, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Have a seat. You are now in the presence of the Lord. If I was to give this scripture a title, I would name it, Don't You Worry About a Thing. Don't worry about a thing. You know, with the real world situation, everything that goes on in life, everything that's happening. You know, have you ever heard or been told, don't worry, I'm going to take care of it. Don't worry, you might want to take your car to a shop. The shop master might tell you, don't worry about it, I got it. I'm going to take care of it. You may go to the doctor and he tells you, don't worry, we're going to fix it. But see, yet and still, no matter what we go through in life, we as Christians, not just Christians, but those that are unsaved as well, we have a tendency of worrying. Whether you want to say you do or you don't, but deep down inside, we worry. We need to just remind ourselves, this is just a reminder here, this scripture. God is telling us, don't worry. Don't worry. And he also said for us to pray. I remember what my brother told me one time. I forgot exactly what we were talking about, but I do remember what he had said. We was talking about something. He said, you know what, Michael? I said, what's that, Charles? He said, you know, a lot of times we use God as the last result instead of the first result. And, you know, that really stuck with me, especially since I got on this journey. You know, what I want to tell you is, before you worry, before you panic, pray. Pray before you worry, before you tell anybody else about it. Pray. 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 And then he said, in supplication. So I looked up that word, supplication, because I really didn't know what it meant. I'm going to just be perfectly honest with you. So I looked up the word of supplication, and what it was saying, supplication deal with humbleness. Humbleness. That's what supplication deal with. So when we come to God, we got to be humble. Humble. It tells us that in 7th Chronicles and the 14th verse, he says, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from your wicked ways. He said, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive you. And I forgive your sins. And heal the land. You know, what are we going through today in this life? That scripture still stands in effect. And I believe it. Do you trust him? Do you believe in his word? That's what he say. So we got so much going on. So we need to come together as one body in Christ and seek God's face. Turn from our wicked ways and let him heal our land. That's his promise. That's a promise, y'all. That's a promise. Do you believe in God? Promise? Do you believe all the scriptures, what is in the Bible and what he said, all his promises? These are our instructions. These are our instructions in life as to how we should live. How many times do we check the instructions first when we're going through things? In the natural world, when you're repairing something, the first thing we're going to do, look for them instructions. Notice the first thing that you see normally when you open a package, what's on top? The instructions. So a lot of times when we're going through these things in life, we need to open up the instructions. Open the instructions. And if we follow these instructions to the best of our abilities, then we would never fail. Because see, God, in our weakness, you know, we're going to sin sometimes, we're going to fall short, but in our weakness, he is strong. That's what the Bible says. I don't know if y'all read that before, but I have. In our weakness, he is strong. And it said, let your requests be known to God. We have a tendency a lot of times is to talk to a psychiatrist. We'll go see one of our best friends that we trust the most. And we save God for last. The Bible tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all things. What are we trying to do in life? All things will be added unto you. You see, what I'm trying to do, or what we are charged to do here, is to help our brothers and sisters. You know, we're supposed to strengthen them, our brothers and sisters. See, when Peter, when he was having the argument at the Last Supper with the disciples, and Jesus was talking to him and trying to calm him down and everything, and then he called Peter by his surname. He said, Simon, Simon, he says, Satan has asked for you. You know, he want to sift you like wheat. And see, and he then told me, he said, but Simon, I'm gonna pray for you. So we got to pray for our brothers and our sisters, especially when sometimes you may see them going astray a little bit. You know, we got to pray for each other. But he said, when you return, he says, strengthen your brethren. So that is our obligation, to strengthen each other. Be able to receive it and use it. He talks about the peace of God. In this scripture, the peace of God. Now, you do know that this peace of God is part of the fruit of the Spirit. The same thing that this peace of God will do, the rest of part of the fruit and the Spirit will do the same thing. It's all unsurpassable. You can't explain it, just like they were saying the song, I can't explain it